Art and War, Art and War. I am your host, Dr. Iman Al-Tahawi, and our guest in this season, Mr. Robert McNeil. In this episode...
Sexual violence against women is often forgotten, and so I thought it might be worth highlighting that. The women who were raped will never forget their experience, and I think neither should we. Rape in those circumstances could be an act of genocide. Two paintings, one called The Persistence of Memory. I was inspired to paint this picture after visiting the Potocari Memorial Center. I donate all of the proceeds of my book, Grave Faces.
Art and War, Art and War. Hello everyone, and welcome to our podcast, Art and War, Season 1. Episode 4. Today's content contains some physical and sexual violence. Please take care. It may be inappropriate for children to listen. We are being raped all the time. Added rape is worth more than the body of a woman. One young woman from Democratic Republic of Congo told the first United Nations Special Representative on Sexual Violence in Conflict in October 2010. A young girl was raped repeatedly by Serb paramilitary units. Her parents were restrained behind a fence and she was raped many times. They left her in a pool of blood. Over the course of a couple of days, she finally died. The children were systematically raped in 1992, a concentration camp called Omariska. Our guest is Mr. Robert McNeil. He had a long career as an anatomical pathology technologist. He's a fellow and past chair of the Association of the Anatomical Pathology Technologists. Now he is focusing on his roles as an ambassador for Remembering Srebrenica, UK, and as an artist for UNESCO's refugee integration through language and the arts. His artworks or paintings include portraits, still life, cityscapes, and war. He was awarded an MBE, Member of British Empire, for services to pathology in 1999. Welcome, Mr. Robert. It's a great honor to meet you.
Good morning, Dr. Iman.
How could artists depict this sensitive issue? Some classic artworks depicted the violence against women or rape, such as the abduction of Sabine women, rape of Tamara. However, during recent wars and conflicts, some still going towards harming women and employing sexual violence against them in war times or conflict.
Yes, thank you. As you know, rape is probably the cheapest tool that can be used in war, and rape is the cheapest tool that could be used against women, using sexual violence against them. And in Bosnia, it's been reported that between 12,000 and 50,000 women were raped. Mainly Muslim women were raped in Bosnia as a weapon of war, and it was intended to humiliate the women. And rape camps were set up in various places, including in the town of Visegrad, where a luxury hotel was used to lock up young women and girls who were systematically raped by Serbian soldiers, and this continued into various other parts of Bosnia, and in camps that were set up specifically to torture and rape women. It's a very sensitive subject to talk about, but it's an important topic, I think. Because the women who were raped will never forget their experience, and I think neither should we.
This is an important issue. It should be discussed and involved in the educational systems. Today's in art role, I'm asking, is painting a mode of preserving the memory and history of this violence against women? Can we depict all modes of sexual violence against women through painting?
Yes, I think it can be done, but it has to be done, I think, in a sensitive way. For example, when I give talks in schools or to children or even in prisons, I don't talk about sexual violence against women and men, I should say, because it can be upsetting for children. But it should never be forgotten that these terrible crimes can be committed. And in some cases, when there is a war, sometimes soldiers feel that they have a right to claim women as part of the spoils of war, but in Bosnia in particular, and in other places, rape was planned. It was sustained, and it has been argued, in fact, that rape in those circumstances could be an act of genocide.
Yes, also I'd like to ask you about this sensitive or delicate subject. Could artists draw everything he was informed or just what he had seen? You know, this type of violence usually take place in secret and it's not obvious to the others. So how can artists draw what he had not seen?
Well, that's a very good point, because, as you say, rape is done usually behind closed doors, and it's a very difficult charge to prove, especially in war, where often the perpetrators are unknown. But nevertheless, the artist, I think, should be able, through his talent in painting or drawing, to imagine the scenes that happened to these women. And in my case, for example, working as a forensic technician, we dealt with bodies of women and girls who it was reported had been sexually violated. And so that was quite upsetting work, but it did give me an understanding of what likely could have happened. So the artist tends to use his imagination, and it doesn't take much imagination to realize what has happened. And in the paintings that I have done trying to depict those acts of violence, I try to do it in a sensitive way. But nevertheless, these events did happen. It's been proven in court that they happened, and therefore I tried in a couple of paintings that I did to interpret what happened or may have happened to some women.
Okay, I think witness is not only by seeing the violence itself. Legally, a witness is a person who saw or heard the crime. Artists could collect his data from memories, from testimonies of victims or survivors. Is painting concerned only about the timing of violence that happened, or it is about consequences and aftermath of this crime? Your painting tell more than what happened. Could you explain to us?
Well, yes. I have created two paintings that are about sexual violence against women. One called The Persistence of Memory, where the image of an event that happened following a heavy snowfall, where the snow has clearly been disturbed, and it would appear that an act of violence has happened. And so the clues about sexual violence are the articles of clothing, women's clothing, scattered around the disturbed snow. And in the background, you'll see what appears to be a soldier winding his way through the snow. I wanted to try and depict the fact that this soldier may have been be drunk or been have taken drugs, and he is making his making himself or taking himself away from the scene of the crime. Now, I haven't shown an actual body in this painting, but the snow to me represents the fact that a crime had been committed. And of course, when the snow melts, the evidence will disappear with it, or much of the evidence will disappear with it, although there still are remnants of clothing there that may help with the prosecution case. And you'll notice perhaps that either side of the painting at the top, you can see what appears to be forests. I painted this in a way that made it appear impossible for the victim to escape. That was really the point of that particular painting. And some people, most people can empathize with it. I would only show this painting in certain circumstances and talk about it to an adult audience. In fact, this painting is now with a genocide researcher who uses it for exhibitions, etc.
That's different than other painting, The Hanging Woman. It shows other aspect of violence, not only the physical one.
Okay, well, this painting actually is of a true event, an event that happened near Srebrenica. And I was inspired to paint this picture after visiting the Potocari Memorial Center, where I noticed a photograph very similar to this of a young woman hanging from a tree. And this woman, her name was Farida, had been deported to Srebrenica along with her husband, where she and her husband endured the siege, which lasted over 3 years. When the Serbs entered the town of Srebrenica, her husband was taken away. She was told that he would be sent to Tuzla, the next so-called safe area in Bosnia, and he never arrived. The woman herself had been violently sexually abused by Serbian soldiers, and shortly after learning that her husband was murdered, she walked into the forest surrounding Srebrenica and hanged herself. And in the background of the painting, you can just make out the town of Srebrenica to give the painting some context. And I was profoundly moved by this painting, that this woman and many others felt that they could no longer carry on with their lives because of what had happened to them. As I said before, these women could never erase the memory of what happened to them. And so she felt that there was no way out for her and decided to sadly end her life. And that was why I painted this painting.
This is impressive painting. And may I ask you about other approaches used by some artists? They prefer to depict the violence itself in detail to give a true, albeit grim picture of the rape itself in their paintings. They don't use symbols. They use this approach as a warning to viewers to inform them about what happened and the ugliness of the crime. Do you prefer this approach?
Well, yes, I strongly believe that if artists have the courage to depict violent rape, they do it for the right reasons, and that's to try and illustrate the horror of what what happens to women. And the artist, one example is by the artist Peter Howson, who in fact was the British war artist for the Imperial War Museum in London. And Peter Howson went out to Bosnia in 1992, and he was attached to an army unit who went round Bosnia clearing up after murders, and he came across, he witnessed some horrific scenes that actually disturbed him very much. And this painting called A Croat and a Muslim is a very, very disturbing painting. There's no doubt about that. But I feel that it really describes the humiliation that women suffer when they're being violated like this. And and Peter Howson painted many pictures about Bosnia, some of them quite graphic, like this one, as you can see in the screen. And the painting, A Muslim and a Croat, it was refused by the Imperial War Museum because, as you said earlier, Iman, he did not, some artists don't necessarily have to witness an event, but because he didn't witness this event, the Imperial War Museum refused to accept the painting. And instead, in fact, the singer David Bowie, he bought this painting for the right reasons, I believe, to ensure that people talked about this subject and to remember it, to ensure that that what happened to these many, many thousands of women, not just in Bosnia but in all wars, that we should never forget what happened to them. And so, although it's a very violent painting, it, in fact, in my opinion, is a tribute to the bravery of the women who spoke out and went gave their evidence in court that resulted in some of the perpetrators being sent to prison.
Oh, I should quote a closing statement from your speech. It is a message of art. Let people speak out. Let new generations know what happened and the truth. Women should speak about crimes committed against them during wars and conflicts.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Iman. If I could just say one last thing, and that is that I donate all of the proceeds of my book, Grave Faces, to the Association of Women Victims of War, based in Sarajevo.
Yes, this is generous from you, and thank you for this. And the next episode, inshallah, we will speak about this book, Grave Faces, your experience in Bosnia and Kosovo. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Art and War. Art and War.